Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Tzadik Gimel. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud. Our perek, which we began yesterday, focuses on the dinim of Pesach Sheni. Although the Torah only allows the Tamei LaNefesh or B'derech Rechoike to go and bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, as we'll see from the Braisa, the doors are wide open for many, many others that were not able to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon to bring it on Pesach Sheni. It's Tana Rabbana. Let's see the Braisa. Six lines from the top of the Omid. Eilu Sha'isin Esa Sheni. Tzadik Gimel. That's 93A. Tzadik Gimel Omid Aleph. Six lines from the top. Tana Rabbana. Dr. Braisa. Eilu Sha'isin Esa Sheni. The following individuals can go and bring a Korban on Pesach Sheni, meaning on Yud Dalid Iyar, Hazoven, the men that are Zoven, Bahazovois, and the ladies that are Zovois. Everybody here knows what that means, but just briefly, a Zov means a person who saw an emission, which is similar to, but different than Keri. And we're talking about that the person saw it at least two times, because he only saw it one time. He has a din of like a regular Baal Keri, which means goes to the mikveh, if there's no more ziva, Herev Shemesh, and he's totally tohar. But if he sees it twice, two re'iyos, he already has to go and count Shiva Nekiyim. If he sees three times, not only Shiva Nekiyim, he also has to bring Karbanos. Zavois are the lady folk. These are women that have seen regular blood, but during an irregular time period, meaning they already saw their normal menstrual blood for the month. They already counted their 7 days. Baruch Hashem, the blood ended. They went to the mikveh. And now they have what's called the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. Over the next 11 days, if they see blood just once, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. If they see twice, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Three times, it becomes a Zavah Gedolah, and then she has a din of Shiva Nekiyim together with bringing Karbanos. Okay. So this Zav and Zava were not able to go and bring their Korban by Pesach Rishon because they were Tmeim. Or if you have Mitzrayim or Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim could be, of course, for a lengthy period of time. You can have Mitzrayim for years. And the same thing Mitzrayim. What happens if Baruch Hashem, after Pesach, the Tzeras left and the Koyin said, okay, now you can go and bring a Korban. So they go and bring the Korban Pesach Shani. Of course, they also have to go and count 7 days, and on the 8th day, they have to bring karbanos, etc., etc. The nidois. Nidois, of course, is a regular monthly thing. A woman that saw her regular blood, so she doesn't have to count Shiva Nekiyim in her Torah, but she has to count 7 days until the blood ceases. And if the blood ends on day 4, 5, 6, 7 after her period, great. At the end of the 7th day, she does a hefsek tara to go and show the blood is ended, finished. Assuming that's the case, she goes to the mikveh and she becomes tahir. But what happens if she is a nida on day 3, 4, 5 of her cycle of her counting her days, and it's erev Pesach? She can't bring Pesach Rishon, so she'll bring it Pesach Sheni. Ubayali nida. Ubayali nida means a husband that chas v'shalom lived with a nida. He too, the Torah says, usahi nidasa alav. He gets the same din of the 7 days, just like his wife. And he also has to count now 7 days until he is tohar. Va'yoldois. The oldest we know, the din of yoldois, the difference between a zocher and a keva, 7 and 33. The keva is 14 and 66. And after that, they have to go and bring their karbonois. Fine. So during that period of time, if they couldn't bring a basic rishon, assuming that their time period ended and they were no longer mukhsari kapara, they brought their karbonois, then they can go and bring Pesach Sheni. Hashog again, that's a case that a person who forgot that Erev Pesach was Erev Pesach, he woke up in the morning and he thought it was Yud Gimel Nisan. He didn't realize it was Yud Talad Nisan, so he forgot. Vanusim, someone who was an Onus. Onus couldn't bring the Korban Pesach for whatever reason. It was a traffic accident, or that morning he had a terrible back problem, and he couldn't even get up and come to shul that day. It was really, really bad. And he just couldn't get to the base midrash. And he couldn't appoint a shliach. V'amezid l'chas v'shalom, a person who's amazed, Rachmon Litzlan. He says, I don't want to bring a Korban Pesach. But by the second Pesach Sheni, Baruch Hashem, he's already doing tshuva, he can go bring a Pesach Sheni. V'tamei, a person who's a tamei, Parshat Pshat means a tamei nefesh, says Rashi, that's the posik, ish ish ki a tamei lenefesh, so he cannot go and bring a korban Pesach Rishon because he's unfortunately tamei, he's going to have to have shlishu, shvi, hazot. V'shoyi b'derech chayka, someone who's far away. How far is far? We're going to discuss that in Miyat Shem on the Amid Beis. All of these individuals will bring a carbon Pesach, Pesach Shein. So Gemara became Lamanema Tamei. So why does the Torah specify the Tamei Lenefesh? If you're telling me we have all of these other people that can also bring Pesach Shein, is Lamanema. Says Gemara Di Boi Lemebed Barisha Meshav Kinalei. What happens if a person who is a Tamei Lenefesh and he comes on Erev Pesach and he says, Raboisai, I'm ready, willing, and able to go and bring the Karban Pesach. I'll pay $1,000 to bring a Karban Pesach. No problem. I'll get you the best seh, kvosim, seh, izim. I'll want to bring it. Says the Torah, I'm sorry, you cannot because you're Tamei Lenefesh. You cannot bring it. You're going to have to wait for Pesach Shein. Okay. Zot Yimora, Elim Kain, Loma Nemar, Beterech Rechayka. What's the reason why the Torah says ish ish ki yitom lenefesh oy b'derech hachayka? Says Yimor le poitroi min hakoreis ukemandi yomar hurtza. What means kemandi yomar hurtza? Remember we had a machloikis yesterday between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What happens to a person who's taka at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach as the masses are shechting karbonos Pesach on Erev Pesach? This person is still in Tel Aviv, he's still in Bnei Brak. However, if he's able to go very, 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 very quickly, he hires a helicopter or gets a very fast steed, and he'll be able to get to the Beis HaMikdash at 5 to 6, right before this man. He'll get to, and you have to get to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll get to Yerushalayim by 5 to 6, right before Shkia, and he wants to still go and bring his Karban Pesach at that time. So Rav Nachman said, yes, yes, you should do so. If a person goes and he is mitzayir and he goes and puts in mesiras nefesh to get there in time, tovi alav bracha, and therefore hurtza, it's a good tzach. According to the other man, the yomer that was Rav Sheshes, he said, no. Just like we pushed off the tamei and said, tamei, the Beis HaMikdash is closed today for you because you're tamei. The Beis HaMikdash is closed for the derech chayka. Don't even try to get here if you're not here during the afternoon hours. And you're only going to get here after the Beis HaMikdash is closed for Shechting the Karban Pesach. Stay home and you come and bring the Karban on Pesach Sheni. So the fact that our Gemara says, not like by the Tomei, we said, the Boila Mebed Barishan Loishav Kinan Lai, we don't allow him. We could have given the same Teres L'choy L'gabi, the Derech R'choyke guy, and say, you want to rush in? Forget about it. If at the time of the Shechita you're not here, stay home. You don't have to come, and rather come to Pesach Shein. That would have been Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, just like the Tomei Midcha Dachya Rachmona, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, Tomei, you cannot bring the Karban today. The Derech Rechaiki, you can also not bring the Karban today. That was Rav Sheshes of yesterday, Loihurt. By the fact that the Gemara doesn't give the text, but rather says that a person who's b'derech chayki is potter min akoris. So g'day techemina, Mister, this is a big, big time mitzvah once a year, Karban Pesach. You should have made sure to come to Yerushalayim 3 days in advance, so you shouldn't be b'derech chayka. I might think he gets karis. Kamash mula, no. You can go and still bring it today if you're able to. Send the shliach and shnel run, get here before this man to get here in time for Yantiv. And if you can't, then you'll go and bring it for Pesach Sheni. Fine. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, in this Braisa, we had a number of Noshim. We had the Zavois, we had the Nidois, we had the Yoldois. All of those are exclusively the category of women. You're telling me that the women can go and bring a Karban Pesach Sheni. What time didn't we learn the Braisa? Since the pasuk only lists the ish ish ki yotam lenefesh, I would think only those two categories of the tamei lenefesh, meaning the tamei mes, and someone who is far away. What about zavin? What about mitzirayim? What about boy ali nidois minayim? Now notice, this list is similar to the previous list, but we've left out all the women folk. We have Zavin, we leave out Zavoitz. Mitzaroin, we left out Mitzaroitz. We talk about Be'ali Nidois, we don't talk about the Nidois themselves, because this price holds, and in fact, we will not go and shech the Karm Pesach, Pesach Shiny for women. So Timar Minayin, how do I know that these others are also included? These menfolk are included for Pesach Sheni, Tamaloyim. That's why it's in the Pasuk. Ish, ish, ki yetam lenefesh. It could have said one time ish. Why is the word ish repeated? To go and be marba other anoshim, but not noshim. So don't they have now a steer between the two prices? The first price says, sure, the women folks that couldn't bring the first time, they'll bring it the second time. Carbon Pesach Shiny. But this price seems to go and restrict and limit it only to the men folk. So to my gosh, in the Shemet, Harab Yosi, Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon. As you recall, in the Shabbos Blat that we learned on Matzah Shabbos, we had, in fact, a three-way machlokes. You go back to Daf Tzadik Aleph Omid Beis, at the very top of the Omid, you remember Tzadik Aleph Omid Beis, that was Shabbos Blat, Gufa. We had a three-way machlokes. Isha Barishon, Shoichten Aleha Bifnei Atzma, that's Pesach Rishon. Ubesheni Oisin Oisa Tveil Lacherim. Although we won't go and make a separate list just for women, however, we will allow women to go and join menfolk on menuyim, on lists, on registries for purposes of Pesach Sheni. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says, just like women are mechuyim and Pesach Rishon, they're mechuyim and Pesach Sheni, just like the menfolk, and therefore they can have their own karm Pesach b'fnei atzmon. Or Rabbi Shimon says, no, no, no. Women, even b'rishon, is only a rishus. Don't even think about putting them on a registry, not with men and not alone. They're totally potter. What was the basis of this? You remember the Gemara brought psukim for each one of the three shitas. But what do I see clearly from this brisa? I see clearly that according to Reb Shimon, there's no eitzah for women on Pesach Sheni. If they can bring a Pesach Rishon, wonderful. If they can't, they can't. What can you do?
Are women chayav karis if they don't bring the...
If they have no chiyav, they have no chiyav karis. According to Reb Shimon, even barishon oisen oisa tfeil lacherim, which means they do not have an independent choiv. If they want to, they want to be mekayim a mitzvah, by all means, we invite them, come on in, you can go and be mekayim a mitzvah. But they have no obligation. Since they have no obligation, obviously they would not have a din of karis. However, the other man, the Yemen, that say that they do have an obligation, that's a different story. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, women are mechuyev the first time, and it's reshus time number two. According to Rabbi Yosi, they're mechuyavos time number two. According to Rabbi Shimon, they're totally potter. Okay, so now we have a machlokes between the two prices. Says Yimara, hold Rabbi Yosi, the price, that means the first price, that included all the women folk. The Zavois, Mitzarois, and Nidois, and Yoldois, these are all women. That's Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said, just like they're Mechuyev the first time, they're Mechuyev the second time. Sorry again. Oh, the second Brisa that only talks about menfolk, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds women are totally potter. We don't even add them to the list. Ein Shoichin Aleha Kol Iker, zero. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ois and ois and tvei lachim, they have no chiyuv, but they have a reshus. If they want to, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. The choyra, we could have said that the first braisa is not only Rabbi Yosi, it's also Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda allows for women to go and bring the second Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. The way the Gemara has answered, Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds women are mechuyev, maskeh. That's the first price. The second price is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that hold women up otor. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we will allow women to go and become on the list tfeil l'achir. So l'choyra, it would have been appropriate to answer in our Gemara that the first price is Rabbi Yosi as well as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda also allows women that want to join in the Karban Pesach Sheni. And the second price that leaves out women altogether, that's Reb Shimon. And in fact, That's the Gersa of Rabbeinu Chananel. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns our Gemara, that the first one is Rabbi Yossi, and the first one is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. For those of you that are Rabbeinu Chananel on the left-hand margin, it's a little bit past, at least in my Gemara, it's next to the Toisus, which begins the Iboi Lemebad. That's the third Toisus on the Amud. Right next to that, you get to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Shoninon. And we answer, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi. It's Taka Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda allows for Tfeil Achim. That's Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, Rabbi Nechananel has a different gears than our Gemara. It's not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon, but rather Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Mendy, if you have it. Right, good. So Gemara Tana Rabban. Now we have a three-way machloikis, all focusing on the mazed individual. And as we'll see in the Gemara at the very tail end, in fact, if you want to just skip for a moment to Tzadik Gimel Omid Beis, right before we get to the Mishnah, we'll see that 5-6 lines before, if you have Hizid Bozeh U Bozeh, it's Pesach Rishon. We call over Yankel Smith. Yankel, bring the Karm Pesach. I'm not interested. I don't care. I don't believe. Okay, he's amazing. What happens now? Pesach Sheni. Yankel, you still got another opportunity. I don't care. I'm not interested. That's he's a bezeh bezeh. He's amazing in both of them. To be a kolchat, everybody agrees he's chayt. Because he didn't bring a carbon Pesach Rishon. He didn't bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. Shogag bezeh ubezeh. Both times he had some sort of shkogo or oinus. For instance, both of the times he was tameh. Both of the times he woke up in the morning and he thought it was Yud Gimel and not Yud Dalet. He still hasn't synchronized his head and his calendar a month later. He's still a day off. Each time it's a shoygig. Or the first time was a shoygig. The second time it was an onus. Or he was a choyla. Or a tamet. Whatever it is. Shoygig was a vehicle potter. Now, Havadi is potter. Potter means he doesn't get kores. And he's even potter from Korban Chatos. The Korban Chatos doesn't apply to the kores of mitzvahs asay, only to the kores of a mitzvahs lois asay. As we learned in the beginning of Masechtas Krisus, that the 36 Krisus and altogether, but only 34 of them, do you have to bring a Korban Chatos b'shoygig, not by the two mitzvahs asay, which is number one, Korban Pesach, and number two, Bris Milah. Now the question is it Berishon, b'shogig b'sheini, or for that matter, shogag Berishon, b'hizid b'sheini? That's the three-way machloikis that we're going to focus on now on the Amud Aleph. So getting back to the Amud Aleph, Tana Rabban, halfway down. Chayiv Koris al Harishon, v'chayiv Koris al Hasheni, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says that Chas Shalom, a person can get Koris for one of the two, for either of the two. Meaning, what happens if the Pesach Rishon, he said defiantly, I don't believe I'm not bringing my Korban Pesach. And now the second Pesach becomes Pesach Sheni. He already did tshuva. He wanted to bring the Korban Pesach. But unfortunately, by that time, he was a shoygig or an onus. He became tamei at the last moment. Or he was bederech hachoyke. He was an oid. He wanted to bring it. However, since the first time it was as a result of defiance, the second time he could have cured it, but he didn't get that opportunity. So, Chayiv Koris on the Rishon, that itself will be Chayiv Koris. Similarly, Chayiv Koris on the Sheni. What happens if the first time by Pesach Rishon, he couldn't bring him because he was a Tomei. He was Bederech Rechoika. He was a Zav. He's a Tomei. He couldn't. An Oynes, a Shoygi. The second time, he was totally available. He said, okay, Yankel, now, come on. Baruch Hashem, you're here in Yerushalayim. You're not Tomei. Everything is great. Come on in. I don't care. I don't believe. Says the person, he is now amazed on the second time. So therefore, you can have a Chiyuv Koris because of the first. You can have a Chiyuv Koris because of the second. Divrei Rebbe, that's how Rebbe learns. Reb Nosson Noimer, Chayiv Koris al Rishon, Upoter al Hasheni. Reb Nosson says the only time that you can have a Chiyuv Koris, if it's the first time that he says defiantly, I am not interested. And then the second time, he doesn't bring his carbon, Shoygig, whatever, bum, Chayiv karis. We're going to see a little bit later in the Rashi whether or not, even though this person brings a carbon sheni, whether that will be misakein his carbon rishon that he did not brought because of mezid. We'll see Mechum the Rashi about that shortly. But Reb Nosson says, Chayiv Koris al HaRishayim. You only get a Chayiv Koris if the first time you defiantly said, I'm not bringing the carbon. However, if it's the second time, meaning that this person by carbon Rishayim could not bring the carbon Pesach because he was Tamei Onus Derech HaChayka, whatever it was, he wanted to bring it. But by the second time, unfortunately, became an Apikoiris and says, B'mezir, no. I'm not bringing it. Then there is no din of karis by Pesach Sheni. That's Reb Nosson. So Rebbe holds this karis by both the first time and or the second time. Reb Nosson says only by the first time. Reb Hanani ben Akavi Oimer Af Al Harishen Ein Chayiv Karis. Even the first time there's no chayiv karis. Elim Kenli Osa Esa Sheni. If he didn't do either one, because the second one, that's a tikkun for Pesach Rishon that he didn't break. Very good. And all three go l'shitasa. This anya. Halacha, which looks totally different, but we'll see Mitchum shortly, the connection. Gershon is gair ben shnei psachim. What happens if you have a ger that became a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini? Rish Chodesh Iyar, he had his bris, and he went to the mikvah, and now he's a full-fledged ger. But of course, he didn't bring Pesach Rishon because at that time he was still an Orel, he was still a Gentile. But now by Pesach Sheni, he's ready, willing, and able, and he's a Ger or a cotton shingle. That's, of course, a very frequent occurrence. You can have a child that was born a Rish Chodesh Iyar time. He was not able to go and bring the Karm Pesach, he was a cotton. But now he has a Chiev D'Oraisa. He is now a Bar Mitzvah. Shehingo Ben Shnei Psachim. What do you do now?
This is a topic of many bar mitzvah works.
Exactly right. But only those that come a mitzvah during that period of time. Number one, it's even more common. They don't necessarily talk about carbon pesa, but they talk about the din of Sfira Soim. Then until now, make a bracha, not make a bracha, is a mechuyev, make a shea, a ganz, ganz here. Anyway, mechay karten shehi, do ben shtei psochem, chayiv lasis pesach sheni, divrei rebi. Yes, even though you didn't bring it the first time, you have a brand new chiv to bring it time number two. So even though the ger and the cotton didn't bring it the first time, they bring it the second time. If you had a chiv on the rishon, you were already a ger at that time, already a godel at that time. But if you were part of the first time, you're off the hook the second time. So Mike, what's the machleik between Rebbe and Rebbe? Rebbe Sober Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmayu. When we say Regel Bifnei Atzmayu, we don't mean like Shemini Atzeres. Regel Bifnei Atzmayu means that it's an independent Chiev on its own. There's a Chiev of bringing Pesach Rishon, and for someone who could not bring Pesach Rishon, brand new Chiev on Pesach Sheni. Ah, so therefore, when you had the Ger or you had the Cotton, they could not bring in Pesach Rishon. They were not eligible, qualified. But the regular of Ne'atzma, you have a brand new Yontif. They're going to bring it now in Pesach Sheni. And because Rebbe holds that way in the Gabi, the case of the Kotten and the Ger, that's why he holds in our case that there are two opportunities for a person to get Karis. He can get Karis by defiantly not bringing Pesach Rishai, and he can go and get a separate Karis because it's a regular of Ne'atzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you two chances to go and Chas V'Shalom get the Oynish of Karis. That's Rebbe. No. The second one is just a patch-up. It's just a backup default apparatus for those that couldn't do it Berishon. And therefore, if a person Berishon was a cotton or a Gentile, okay, he was potter. He's potter. And the whole purpose of Pesach Sheni is only to go and give you a second chance. I don't need a second chance. I didn't have a first chance. I wasn't mechuyev then. And since that's what Reb Nosson holds, therefore he holds that only the first time is there a din of kares. Because the second time, that's not an independent chiyuv, that's just a patch-up for a person that missed it the first time. So therefore, if a person defiantly the second time said, I'm not doing it, no din of kares. As well as, tikkun l'rishon loy mesakemei. What means Tikkun Risha and Lema second, right? What happens if, in fact, he was mazed the first time, and then the second time he's a Baal Tshuva, and now he brings the carbon the second time? The Nasid says, I'm sorry, it's too late. You already got the Chiv of Kars. That doesn't mean that he can't go and clap Al Chait and Yom Kippur and do Tshuva. But vis-a-vis this Chait of Karban Pesach, even if he brings the Karban Pesach the second time, loy misakin lay, since he was defiant the first time, he got branded with the name Oynish Kares, and the second one will not remove this blemish on his soul. No, the second time is a tikkun. And therefore, if the first time you went and did it defiantly, they maze it. But after that, he changed his mind. And by the second Pesach Shein, he said, yeah, I'm asking to bring it. That will be a tikkun. That takes away. Like Brother Shai said before, like mitzvahs asay, shenitik le mitzvahs asay. There is no such concept, but that's a nice way of defining it and concretizing it. Ushloshten and all three, Rebbe and Reb Nosson and Reb Chananya ben Akavya, mikro echa dorshu. They all darshan the very same pasuk to learn their limud. Can you imagine? The same pasuk, and each one learns it a little bit differently to learn his halach. What's the pasuk? Vo'ish asher hu tohor uvederech loy hoya v'choda lasis ha-pesach v'nichrisa. Let's take a look at the full pasuk number two of the Torah or Hashalim or Oiz Beis. Vo'ish asher hu tohor. A person that was tar. He wasn't tummy at all. Totally tar. And he wasn't away. He was in Yerushalayim. V'chod alas is a Pesach. V'chod means he's amazing. I'm not bringing the carbon Pesach. So to pasuk v'nichrusu ha-nefesh shehim mi'amel, he has a din of kares. Now the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is, we continue on and we give a rationale. We give the logical reason. You know why he gets kares? Ki karban Hashem lehikr mayadeh. This person had the opportunity to bring the carbon bayada on Erev Pesach, and he refused. Chet Yiso Ishahu, he's going to have to bear the burden of this terrible chet, this terrible sin. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. However, that's not the way Rebbe learned Pshat in the Pasuk. Rebbe splits the Pasuk into two segments. The first segment ends after V'nichaso ha-nefesh ahi mi'amel. And therefore, the first pasuk is telling us, the first segment of the pasuk is, that if on Pesach Rishon, the person was at Tohoy, or V'derech Lehoya, and he could have brought the Karban Pesach, and he should have brought the Karban Pesach, V'chod Alas is a Pesach, but he didn't defiantly, he was amazed, V'nichos, he gets a din of Karis. Stop, that's the end of the first segment of the pasuk. Now we start a new segment, and this key is not because, Rashi says, like Rashi says in Chumash all the time, key can be understood four different ways, four lishonos. And here the key is starting im. What happens when it comes now, Karban Pesach Sheni? Ki Karban Hashem, if at the time of Pesach Sheni, lo hikr miyada, he doesn't bring that Karban, chet yiso ishahu, he's going to have to bear the burden of that independent chet. Now, what is the onish for something like that? Pasuk doesn't say. V'nichrus is going on the Pesach Rishon. It doesn't go on the Pesach Sheni. So as we'll see in a moment, we're going to have to go and learn chetoy from somewhere else to import the halacha of kares on the person who defiantly didn't bring the Pesach Sheni. So again, back to Rebbe and our Gemara. They all dash in the same pasuk. Rebbe Sobar, three lines from the bottom. The chod last is a Pesach V'nichrus to the Obad V'rishon. That's Karis number one of the Pasuk Pesach Rishon. Now, the second part of the Pasuk, Einami, what happens, Karban Hashem Lehikr Miyadoi, when B'Sheini, then a new din of Karis. Where does it say in the word Chet Yisa that that means Karis? Everything Gemara goes over onto the Amid Beis. Megadef Hainu Mavarach Hashem. In the Pasuk, it says that Chas Hashem, a person who is Megadef, a person who Chas Hashem, it says in the pasuk, "Hashem who megadev v'nichus anefesh shehi." He goes and gets karis. Oh, so Reb Daniel asks, "What's the definition of the word megadev?" The question that you have touched upon is a major machloikis. It's not a machloikis so much over here. It's a machloikis in Masechtas Krisus. And there are two shittos. One of the Tanoim says that Megave means Mavorech Has Hashem. Mavorech Has Hashem, of course, is a euphemistic term. It really means Chas Yisholem, being Mekalel, Chuli Levachas. But we don't even want to say the words Mekal Klol Chas Yisholem. So we say Mavorech Has Hashem. That's one. Or the second one is that it means a person who is an Oyver Avodah Zarah by, for instance, singing Zmirois to the Avodah Zarah. That's the Hashem who Megadeth. V'nichrusa. Okay. Now, what does it have to do with the Cheto Yisaho Ishahu? Uksiv, in the case of Mavarach Has Hashem, where the Torah says Befeidish, we're talking about Mavarach Has Hashem, and that's number one over here, in the Torah Arashalim. Vel B'nei Yisrael, Tadaber Lamer, Ish, Ish, Ki Yekalel Elikot. This is crystal clear. Yekalel Has Hashem, Mavarach Has Hashem. V'nosa Cheto. He goes and gets his Chet, V'nosa Cheto. Now, what is his Nesias Chet? What is his Onesh? It doesn't say. But by Megad, if it does say, Es Hashem u'Megadev, v'nechros, it was the din of Kareis. Ah, it says, if I say the Megad, it means Mavarach Has Hashem. Well, Mavarach Has Hashem, it says, Nosa Chetoi. Here it says, Chetoi Yiso Ishahu. So I'm going to learn Chetoi, Chetoi, from the din of Mavarach Has Hashem. Then Mavarach Has Hashem, there I know there's a din of Kareis. What does it say? It just says, Ish Ishki Yikala Lekov V'nosa Chetoi. Yeah, yeah. But there's another pasuk, Megadev and Megadev, that's Mavarach Has Hashem. And by Megadev there it says, V'nichris, so, Shait, Meila, I learned one from the other to tell you this. For those of you who want to see the pasuk in a Vemik, take out a Chumash, if you don't mind, if you'd be so kind.
Down.
Yes, Barry, what were you saying?
Isn't Megadev Chayef Skila?
The Gadiv says in the Torah is again gets the Gadiv gets Karis. Do you state in the Torah?
If it's done with Hasra and Edim, isn't it Chayef Skila?
That's if you're saying that it's a
one page.
To, as soon as I find it, I will let you know. Okay. It's on page of the Stone Chumashim. It's page 814, Tarshish Shlach. This is Perik Tezvov, Hosuk Lamed. Tezvov Lamed. Ve'anefesh, ashetase biyod Roma, minu ezrach umin hager, es Hashem hu migadev, ve'nichreso hanefesh ahi mikerev amah. Daniel, did you find the passage?
Yes.
Pasuk Lamed.
Yes.
Hanefesh shetas biyad Roma min ezrach min ager es Hashem hu migadev. Finichus, he gets a din of Karis. Now the pasuk doesn't define what does migadev mean. That's why we have our machlokes. So one man the yomer holds three lines from the bottom of the yom. One man the yomer holds migadev means mivarech Has Hashem. Mivarech Has Hashem. I have a befeirish pasuk. What is mivarech Has Hashem? Last three lines. It says in the pasuk. So now I combine all three psukim together. Since Megadev means Mavarach Has Hashem, and since by Megadev it says V'nichrusa, and then also by Megadev Mavarach Has Hashem, we have the other pasuk says Ki Yekal Lelikah V'nosa Chetoi. It says Chetoi. Ah, so Mavarach Has Hashem is Chetoi. Mavarach Has Hashem is Kares. Here it says Chetoi. Chetoi Yisa Ishahu and then Chetoi Chetoi. It's just only according to Rebbe do I need to come on to this, because Rebbe is the one that is establishing that this is a brand new thought in this pasuk. That the first part of the pasuk, back when we were talking about Ish Ish, the Ish Asher Hutar V'Derech Lehoyev V'Chadol Asas Pesach V'Nichrusa, that's on Pesach Rishai. Kikar Man Hashem LeHikr V'Mayadis Pesach She'eni Chet Yisa. What is his chet? He gets Karis. We learned that from Megadev from Mavarach Es Hashem. Therefore, says Yigmar the second line. The Gomer, hi, chetoi dahoch, mi chetoi dahoch. Mal alon kores, afkan, nami kores. Fine. That's Rebbe. That's how Rebbe learns that these are independent, totally separate chiyuvim. Pesach Rishon is a separate chiyuv of kores, and Pesach Sheni is a separate chiyuv of kores. So therefore, according to Rebbe, if a person was bemezid the first time, beshogig the second time, kores. If the person was a shogig the first time and amezid the second time, kores. That's the din of Rebbe. Reb Nosan Tzavanei, that both segments of the pasuk are, like we learned, parshut, all talking about Pesach Rishon. The Chodelas is a Pesach v'Nichraso. The high key loshin dehahu. The key Korban Hashem lehikram miyadoi. That's just an explanation. V'achikam rachmana. What the Torah is telling us is, you know why that this person the Chodelas is a Pesach v'Nichraso nefesh shehi miyamel. You know why? He korban Hashem lihikram miyadoi berishoin, because he didn't bring the korban Pesach the first time. Since he didn't bring it the first time, that's where there's a din of kares. But if he didn't bring it the second time, no din of kares. Only if he didn't bring it the first time, the mezid. If the first time he was a shogig, he was a tameh, he was a derech rechoika, and it was the second time that he did it, the mezid, I don't want to bring the korban Pesach, I don't believe in it. That's the machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Nosson, where Rebbe says you get nailed even for the second time if you did it b'mezid. Mashenkin, according to Reb Nosson, no, there's only a din of mezid and koris the first time. No din of mezid and koris the second time, because the whole second time is only a tashlumin. It's not a brand new regular thing after. It's a tashlumin. So what am I going to do the Chet Yisa? If the whole pasuk is only talking about Pesach Rishon, it says about Pesach Rishon that there's a din of koris v'nechrusa. So what do I need the Chet Yisa for? Says the Gemara, here the Chet Yisa is not the recipient of a limud of a Gzeira Shava, but rather it transmits the halacha to somewhere else. What do you mean? Kasava, because he learns that the pasuk Megadif that we were quoting before, back in Parsha Shlach, it says in the pasuk, Es Hashem hu Megadif v'nichras ha-nefesh yim me'yamo, mekerev amo. The question is, how do you define the word Megadif? So before we touched it, it was Mevarchus Hashem. Now we're saying, Lav ayin Mevarchus Hashem. No, that's not Mevarchus Hashem. Rather, Rashi says, that's a person who is Mezamer. You see the second, third line of the narrow lines of Rashi. El Mezamer u'meshore l'avodah zarah. A person who goes to the base of Avodah Zarah and he sings in the choir. And he goes and sings, all those beautiful songs that they sing. Yep. Meshore l'avodah zarah. You never even saw that. Okay. Anyway, and he sings poetry and who knows what. Was it
there? People sing in the public schools, Christmas carols. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, the question is that considered to be the Avodah Zarah? Okay, it doesn't even make a difference. Anyway, the Ikar is really how can be created, the less one chorus from Mavarech, Ilam Nihocha Gimirla. Aha. Okay. So what the Gemara is telling us that the Megadith in the Pasuk that says Venichas is talking about a person who's doing Avodah Zarah. Good. That being the case, I go back to the pasuk legabe. Ish ish ki yekal elikav benosa cheto. If chas hashom person is mavorech es Hashem, what is his onish? I don't know. Just says benosa cheto. If megadev means mavorech es Hashem, then I know megadev v'nichrasa. But if you're telling me that megadev means avodah zarah, so what's the din by ish ish ki yekal elikav benosa cheto? What is his chet? What onish does he get? Oh, we learn the chete over there of Mevorach Hashem from our chetoy, from the din of Korban Pesach. Because since it's all one Korban Pesach Rishon, and the Torah already says by Pesach Rishon, a din of Venichas HaNefesh Shehim Me'ameha. So now chetoy Yisa means he has the din of Koreis. I learned chetoy from Korban Pesach to the chetoy of Mevorach Hashem, that there too is a din of Koreis.
And that
Mevorach
Hashem is talking about singing.
That's what Rashi said. Hashem mezamer u'mishor
l'avodah zarah. Okay,
and Berachas Hashem
is
Berachas Hashem. Chas Hashem. He says Hashem's name.
Where does that one end up?
Which respect?
We have two different things. We have one Meshayer, someone who's shorer, and then we have a case of someone who's actually
Berachas Hashem. Right. So we want to know, how do you know this chorus by both?
Right.
So in the case of the Megadev, according to the Nupshat, that it means Meshor L'Avodah Zarah, that's a Befeirish. It's Hashem who Megadev and Yechasa Anech. How do I know Mavorach Hashem? He just says Chetoy. I learned Venosa Chetoy by Mavorach Hashem from Chetoy Yiso Ishahu, from the Pasuk of Korban Pesach Rishoy. That's Pasuk number two here in the Torah Ora Shalem. For Ishashahu Tohar V'derech Lehoya, the Chodalas is a Pesach defiantly. I'm not bringing the Korban Pesach. I don't believe in it. The nichrasu hanefeshim yameh, he gets kares. Why does he get kares? Because he failed to bring the korban pesach on Pesach Rishon, and therefore chatiyisa, he's going to have to bear his iniquity, his sin, and he gets the oinish of kares. What do I need this chet yisrael shehu? The pasuk could have said ki karm neshom leikar mayadoi. Period. That's why he gets kares. It adds the word chet yisrael to tell us chetoy over here means kares. By ish ishki kala leikar benasa chetoy, that means ulta kares. Here you have the same kares. So there we are learning the din b'varuchas Hashem from us. According to Rebbe, we're learning our case from the b'varuchas Hashem. And now we're going the other direction, exactly in reverse. That according to Reb Nosson, we're learning Baruch Hashem from uns, from our chetoy to that.
Excuse me. I'm a little confused here. Rebbe said we're learning v'nasa cheto. We're learning from Vayikra. We're learning from there that it's kares. But there, the pasuk doesn't talk about kares. It talks there about skila. I'm looking at it now up on it's in. It's in Chaf Aled, Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. So I'm just lost here. What's Rebbe doing with the pasuk of the Mekala Hashem where he gets skila? He's not talking about courage there.
Can I ask you a question? Hilchos Shabbos. What happens if a person hears Hasra from two Eidim and he nevertheless defiantly is over in Hilchos Shabbos? What do we give him?
He's mekabel the asra, he does his chayef skila.
Good. What happens? Not good, but that's not good. What happens if there are no edim and they did not give him asra, but he knows that it's Shabbos and he defiantly does avoid it, and not avoid it. He does a chil Shabbos anyway.
He's chayef skila, but I'm asking about the pasuk. I'm asking about how
Rebbe. I'm asking you a question. Shabbos is kodesh. No edim, no hasra, but he knows the halacha and he does charisha, ktsira, Ksiva on Shabbos defiantly.
What does he get? Chayef skila.
If there are no Edim, no Hasra is going to get skila. How is the Bezin going to go and give skila to someone if there are no witnesses?
Bezin doesn't give skila. It's Minishmayim. I'm sorry, skila. I'm sorry.
Skila Minishmayim?
Kares.
Oh, Kares. That's the same answer to your question, Avodah Zarah. If you have two Edim and say, don't go into that church. They do pure Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to. And if you do it, Chas Shalom, you're going to go and get skila. And he defiantly goes anyway, and he brings karbonis and libations, and he bows down, and he does all types of wonderful things there in the base of Avodah Zarah. What is he going to get? Skila. But what happens if there are no Edim? And he went in, I said, nobody's looking. Oh, runs into the church, and he dances, and he sings, and he all the cover the Avodah Zarah. What's he going to get?
Kares.
How do you know he gets Kares? Where do you learn that from? If you say that Megadif means Avodah Zarah, Menichrasa. If Megadif means Avorachas Hashem, then I know by Avorachas Hashem, Menichrasa. That's what the Gemara is talking about. We're not talking about Skila now. We're just talking about the case. No Edom, no Asra. This is a din of Kares. How do I know the din of Kares?
Let me rephrase my question. What is Rebbe using Sukkim and Vayikra for then? That's what's confusing me.
When you say psukim and vayikra, from beginning until the end, there are probably at least 500 to 800 psukim.
No. Vayikra chav dalet tezvav and tezayin. So bnei Yisrael to daber them were ish kekala olkavad of the nusachato. And no kav shem Hashem motz yumas rogam yigamu kol ha'eda kiger ke'ezach minakbo sham yumas. If those are psukim that are being quoted on line 2, I'm wondering, what do they do? What are they adding to Rebbe's lima? That's my question. I'm not challenging you on anything else. How is Rebbe using these psukim in his limud? That's all, because the limud there is not talking about skila. It's not talking about kares. It's talking about skila. That's why
the Gemara doesn't quote those psukim, because we're not dealing with those psukim. Those psukim are dealing with when you have two edim with hasra. The person is about to go and chas v'shalom, go and say a curse against the Almighty Rachman Litzlan. So Yankel and Beryl, two wonderful Edim, say to him, don't even think Chas Shalom about being Mevorach Hashem, because you're going to be Mevorach Hashem, Mois Yumas, Metzkila, Menoikiv Shem Hashem, all the psukim that you are quoting so beautifully from the pasuk. We're not focusing, all the Edim are asleep, but he knows, because he learned Chumash when he was a kid, he knows you're not allowed to be Mevorach Hashem. And he, on his own, without Edim, without Asra, goes and curses and mevorach. What does he get? So you can tell me, zero. There's no Edom. Zok the pasuk, no, he gets kares. How do I know that? It doesn't say kares in the Torah. It just says v'nosachetoy. Oh, you learn chetoy chetoy from Karban Pesach. Just like by Karban Pesach, it says v'nichrusa. And then it says chetoy yiso ishahu. So learn from our chetoy over here to the chetoy over there. We export the din of kores to the person who did it without Edim and Hasra. Are we okay? Baruch Hashem. Getting back to our Gemara. So now we have Rebbe and we have Reb Nosson. The major chilik lahalacha between the two is that according to Rebbe, if you are defiant, you're mazed either by Pesach Risha or Pesach Sheini, it's kores. Masha'enken, according to Reb Nosson, it's only if you're mazed by Pesach Risha. If you're mazed by Pesach Sheini, you're not a nice guy, but you don't get kores. That's halach of Reb Nosson. And now we have Reb Chanan ben Akavya Sabah. V'chod alas is a Pesach v'nichrusah. E korban Hashem lo hikram mayadim b'shein. He learns similar to Rebbe that E, or I should say ki, is not because, but if. But as opposed to Rebbe, that Rebbe learned this ki, meaning E, if, to start a brand new thought, a brand new korban Pesach sheini. No. Reb Chanan ben Akavya says that E korban Hashem lo hikram mayadim b'shein. You know when this person is going to get v'nichrasa if he didn't bring Karban Pesach Sheni. But if he brought Karban Pesach Sheni, that will be a tikkun. That was Brother Shai who coined a new term today, that you could have a mitzvah saseh, chenitik laaseh, the mitzvah saseh to bring a Karban Pesach Rishon. If you fail to do it, even though you fail to do it defiantly, bemaze it, that normally you get kares, only in lehikrim miyad b'sheini. But if you did do a korban pesach b'sheini, that's a tikkun for the rishon. No kares. That's only according to Chanan ben Akavya. However, according to both Rebbe and Reb Nosson, even if you bought 12 korbanos pesach b'sheini, of course Barry's going to say 11 of them happen to be chulin bazar. True, but even if you bought your korban pesach b'sheini b'kedusha u'b'tahara, if you are chayiv kares because of Pesach Rishon, this does not help you to be mesakin that oynish of kares from Pesach Rishon. So kimor b'hai chet yisa my oved, right? So what does he do the chet yisa? After all, he's also learning, like, in a certain sense, like Reb Nosson, that we're continuing on the pasuk and we're saying that the chod alas is a Pesach, the Pesach Rishon, you get kares. When do you get kares? If you didn't bring Karban Pesach Sheni b'moy adoy, so the pasuk could end b'moy adoy. What does the pasuk say? Ish asher hutar v'derech lehoya v'chad alas is a Pesach b'meizin, he didn't bring the Karban Pesach v'nichrasa nefesh imyameha. Why? Go and bring a Karban Pesach Sheni. Ki Karban Hashem lehikr mayadoy, because he didn't bring the second Karban Pesach either. Then you have the problem of the meizin. But if he brought the Pesach Sheini, then you're off the hook. You're fine. Ah, so if that's the case, I don't need the Chet Yisa Hushahu. What does that come to tell you? Says Zimor Kidamaran, like we said, according to Reb Nosson, that word Chetoy is Ibrik, it's superfluous, to go and learn the Gzeirah Shavah from our case to the case Mavarech Es Hashem. Then the case where there are no Eidim Basra, just like by Unz, by the Karban Pesach Rishon, if he didn't bring it, it's Kareis. So the same thing would apply to Karban Pesach Sheni, not the Karban Pesach Sheni, to Mavarech Es Hashem. He also gets Kares, then Chetoy from Chetoy. And therefore, now we're going to do the sum total. We already introduced this back on the Yom Aleph Hilchah. He's a Bezeh Ubzeh. What happens if that is defined both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? No. I will not let my set go to be slaughtered on either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Then, according to all three of them, he's chayiv kares because he's a bad guy. Shogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh, both cases he was a shogeg and oynes, he was tamei, whatever. What can you do? He's a shogeg. Here's a barizah of shogeg b'sheini. What happens if the first time he was the mason, I'm not doing it? The second time he wanted to do it, eshogeg ben about tshuva, but he couldn't for whatever reason, he was a shogeg. Then the Rebbe or Reb Nosson mechayvi, because both Rebbe and Reb Nosson hold that if you're a mazid the first time, sorry, fellow, it's all over. And you cannot be metakein b'sheini. Even if you brought a carbon b'sheini, it's not going to help you. If you're mazer berishon, you are mechuyev karts. He will be potter. Why will Chanani ben Akavya be potter? Because Chanani ben Akavya said that if you either bring the second Pesach, Pesach Shani, or if you're showing the Pesach Shani, that will go and potter you from. Why did it stop here in the middle? Memory full. Okay. That's not a battery problem, right? It's a memory problem. Well, let's try it again.
It's getting old.
I guess so.
That's fair.
Memory full. I don't know how to unleash the memory, so all those on the will have to listen to the Zoom. Anyway, so just finishing off the Gemara, says the Gemara, Rav Chanani ben Akavya, he'll be potter. Why? Because Rav Chanani ben Akavya holds that the second Karban Pesach, that's a remedy, an antidote for the guy who didn't bring it defiantly, the mazid the first time. So again, the Rebbe Reb Nosin, he's a Barishah B'Shog B'Shein, Rebbe Nosin is Machayit. Reb Chanani ben Akavya is potter. Now what happens, Shogag Barishah B'Hizim B'Sheini, what happens if he was a mazid the second time? According to Rebbe, it's mazid either the first or the second. Makes the difference. Mazid is mazid is mazid. And we throw the books at him and he gets Karis. Exactly right. And therefore, even if the first time was Shoyin, but the second time is mazid, also gets Karis. And that's only according to Rebbe, Rebbe Chai. Rebbe Nosson, Chanani ben Akavya is potter because Rebbe Nosson agrees to Chanani ben Akavya that you only go and get Karis if you do the mazid the first time. But if you do mazid only the second time, then you're potter from Karis. Could Reb Chanani ben Akavya always potter? Could Reb Chanani ben Akavya only gotta be chayiv if it's hizid bozeh u bozeh? If either of the two occasions it was a shogig or an ines, you're potter. Okay, on to next Mishnah. Next Mishnah.
So, and there are circumstances where din tshuva doesn't work in life.
Tshuva always works. However, the question is whether the bringing of the Karban Pesach Sheni, whether that would heal and act as an antidote and act as a medicine, or do you have to keep on clapping al chet through Yom Kippur? Zok the Mishnah. Ezi derech ha-choyke. So now we spoke about so many times ish ashi tomil anafish oy v'derech ha-choyke. What's the definition derech ha-choyke? Does a person have to be in Australia? Does a person have to be in Alaska? Where is this person that is a derech ha-choyke? It's a machloikis, like every time. Rabbi Kiva says it means that he is so far away that he's beyond Modi'im. Now, even today, there is a city not far from Yerushalayim called Modi'im. Whether that's the same one as we have in the Mishnah, I have no idea. But Lamaisa Modi'im is not far. You're wondering, how far is it? We'll see him yet. It's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim.
Is it Modi'im?
When they call him Modi'im or Modi'in, makes no difference for our purposes.
Okay.
All we have to know is that he is more than 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. That's called Derech HaChayka. Obviously, Modi'im or Modi'in is only on one side of Yerushalayim. It's not all four sides. So whatever that side, that amount is, and we just said that the amount is, the distance is 15 mil. So 15 mil in all directions to make one of these beautiful circles around Yerushalayim in each direction, 15 mil. If you're within that circle, you're not Bederech HaChayka. If beyond that circle, then you are Bederech HaChayka.
I remember the case where the somebody wanted to partake the Pesach Sheni, they forgot what reason, so they went out, they said to a certain place they went, I don't remember.
To be a Bederech HaChayka.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, the Gemara said before, what happens if you have Gans Klal Yisrael, is chutzi chutzi, chatzi tohoirim and chatzi tomei. So we already had yesterday, the day before, Rav said, I have an eitzah for you. It is going to be metamei, one of the tohoirim, and therefore you're going to have a majority. I think it was Rav Nachman that said, no, don't be metamei anyone. He said, no, don't be metamei anybody, but rather send somebody away, tell us, give them a vacation, go to Bnei Brak, and put them on a special program, go to Acapulco, whatever, he won't be around, and therefore you'll have one less to hide him, and then you'll have the Tamei will be the majority. Said in Rashi, Nachman said to Rav Sheshes, try to convince somebody not to go to Yerushalayim. Try to convince him to go to Mexico. Who's going to go to Mexico for yontifs? He can be in Yerushalayim. Our good.
Yeah. I think there was another case, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
thinking of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda that was in the team.
Okay.
Anyway, if you think about it, you let us know. And this, by the way, those people that are going to Mexico, they should have a beautiful Yom Tov, they should have a wonderful time. We're just comparing it to someone who is in Yerushalayim.
Don't drink the water.
Okay, anyway, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Continuing on the Mishnah. No. If you're in Yerushalayim itself, you're just not there on the Har HaBayis. You're in Mei Sha'arim, you're in Iratika, and you're buying antiques there in the Shuk or whatever it happens to be today. Be very careful. But anyway, the point is, you are not on Har HaBayis. That's already considered to be Derech HaChayka. Omle Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, I will bring your raya to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi holds like a bell. What does that mean? If you go to the pasuk number 3 or gimel, Dabrel ben Yisrael leimar ish kliya tam lenefesh oy v'derech rechoika lachem v'derech rechoika. If you look in the Sefer Torah on the hey of the word rechoika, there's a dot. Why is there a dot? Anytime you find dots in the Torah on top of psukim, it comes to tell you something. This is not just that there was too much ink in the quill and the sofer decided to deposit a dot over there. It comes to tell you something. So Rashi says it comes lemayit hadover ba. What's lemayit? Rashi says the mashma samyua lohateva mihacha. Exclude, take away. Put this word in parentheses as if it doesn't exist, and therefore it's telling you. Or a person, a bederech lechak, ish ki yatam lenefesh, oy bederech lechem. Not derech lechoyke, derech lechem. He happens to be on the derech somewhere. Derech somewhere means even 5 minutes away from the base of Mikdash, even 20 minutes away, not far away, my dear. He's outside the Harabais. That's how far he is. The Oscar, however, quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that as a result of the fact that there's a dot on the hay, means take away the hay and leave the word rochik. So how does that help us? Because the word rechoika is a lashon nekeva. Lashon rochik is a lashon zachar. And therefore, the word derech could be both zachar and nekeva. As you'll see, when we get to Maseches Kiddushin at the very beginning, it's shloisha dvarim or shloisha drachim. We'll see that in Daf Beis in Maseches Kiddushin. Yeah. Anyway, so when the Torah says about derech rechoika, that clearly is modifying the derech. How far of a derech rechoika? A very distant derech. That's rechoika. If you take the hay away, then rochik is not modifying derech. Rochik is modifying the ish. And saying about the ish. Ish ki yitam lenefesh oy v'derech. If the person is on the derech, he is traveling. Where is he traveling? He's going from Mei Sha'arim to Geula. He's going from Ramot to Beit Vegan. He's in Yerushalayim or in Iratika itself, from one of the sections to another section. But there, he's not far away at all. This person, if he didn't show up in the Beis Hamikdash to bring his garment, he's a Rochoik Lechem. He's considered to be a person who's on the Derech, but off the Derech. He should be there in the Beis Hamikdash bringing his garment. So the rochik is not modifying derech, it's modifying the individual. So by taking off the hay, where's Barry when we need him? Instead of modifying the cheftza, the derech, it's modifying the gavra, that person. He's a rochik. That's why he doesn't have to be far away. He's just rochik because he's not bringing the korban pesach. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lezer both hold you don't have to be moedim. You can even dreizach in Yerushalayim if you're outside the Harabais. Amar Ula. It's exactly 15 milen. We'll soon see how we know that. So how much does a person walk on a normal, a regular, ordinary guy? How many parsois can he walk in a day? 10 parsois. Every parsa is 4 mil. So if you have 10 times 4,
40.
Simcha, you came just in time. How much is 4 times 10?
My math is 40.
40, exactly. 40 approximately. Mil. Approximately 40 mil. Now, over this approximate 40 mil, now we're going to do some simple subtractions. May Aloysa Shachar v'ad ha-netzachama. Early in the morning from Aloysa Shachar to Netzachama, how much can a person walk? Chameshes milim. That's 5.
It's about 72 minutes, right?
72 minutes or 90 minutes. Mitch, we're going to learn more about that tomorrow. Mishkiya Zachama v'ad tzeisak ha-chom at night. How much is that? The same distance, chameshes milim, from the time that the sun begins to set at Shkia until it finally sets is 5 milim. So if you add 5 in the morning and you add 5 at night, how much is 5 and 5?
10.
And since we said all together there are how many milim that you walk in a day?
40.
40 minus 10 is?
Higher mass.
Higher mass is 30. Now that 30 encompasses the whole morning and the whole afternoon. We're just leaving out the Aloysa Shachar until Netz, and we're leaving out the Shkia until Tzeis. Therefore, the rest of the day is 30. Now we're going to split it down the middle, because in the morning is going to be half, and the afternoon is going to be half. How much is half of 30? Anybody have any idea? Simi, can you help me? 15! 15 in the morning and 15 in the afternoon. Dosok the Gemara, Mamashim, Acham, Tri Gemara. Poshmut Lossens, you have 30 left. Chamesa Mitzafra. The Palgadiyam at 15 in the morning, half a day. Chamesim Palgadiyam al Yortan, 15 in the afternoon. Ah, since it's 15, when can you shech the Karm? Can you shech the Karm Pesach in the morning? Of course not. You can only shech in the afternoon. And when can you shech it from Chatzos until 6 o'clock? So it means during that period of time, you had 6 hours where you could walk 15 mil. Says Ula, that's Pshat. The Derech Choykin means that had you started off at 12, if you walked normally until 6 o'clock, you could have been there in the Beis Hamikdash because it's only 15 mil. But if you're going beyond Moedian, now you're into 15 and a half, 16 mil, you're not going to make it in time for the Shechita and your Pata. That's the Derech Choyke. So that's the Mekoyer of Ula from this 40 minus 10, 30, split it down, 15, 15. Ula Latami, Ula goes to Shitas, the Amma Ula, Ezu Derech Choyke. What's the definition of Derech Choyke? Koshein Yochli Kones Bishas Shechita. We look at the Zman of Shechita, which means from 12 until 6. Truth of the matter is, we don't really shech during the 6 hours. I mean, I tell you, you could theoretically shech during 6 hours. That's the Beinar Boim Zman, like Brother Shai said. So that's the Zman of the Shechita. And that's why, if you're more than 15 mil away, you're not going to make it in time for Shechita. And therefore, you're potter from Pesach Rishon. You bring Pesach Shein. Oh, Mama. May I lose the Shechem Nitzacham Chamishas Bilal? Pray to my men on. How do you know that that's 5 mil? Who says? So, Timur Tachsim, it says in the Pasuk. The mass with Loit. Loit is in Sedoim. The whole Sedoim is soon going to be up in fire with Kofres for Melech, Sreifa, Kalaritza, and the Malachim are rushing him. So from Shachar Ola, which is Aloysa Shachar, until Shemesh Yotza, which is Netzachama, they went all the way from Sedoim to Tzoya. Now, how far is it from Sedoim to Tzoya? I was there. I had my own private tour guide and Chalamoid. We traveled from Sedoim to Sayar. It was 5 million altogether. That's the Ula that we just had now a moment ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, person cannot reach the Beis Hamikdash in the time of Achila. And when's his man Achila? Of course, Korban Pesach at night. Okay. And therefore, Rav Yehuda says that even though the person cannot reach the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim by 5 to 6 before Shkia, but he can get there by 9 o'clock. He's going to walk slowly, but he's going to get there in Yet Hashem. He's going to get there at 6:30. He's going to get there at 7 o'clock and get 8 o'clock. We're assuming that he's not going to violate any Tchum and Halachas. Maybe he could violate Tchum Derayz, Tchum Derabbanan, Hemi Dechacham Devreim Avakim Kareis. We're not going into that sugya now, but the point is that he is able to get to his Mokim Achila, to the Karim Pesach, not Beis HaMikdash. Eat the Karim Pesach throughout Yerushalayim, if he can get there during Zman Achila. So we're giving him another 6 hours, essentially. 12 o'clock midday, he cannot get to the Beis HaMikdash. to go and bring the cart. But he can get to Yerushalayim by 9 or 10 o'clock tonight. Fine. Get there by 9 or 10 o'clock, appoint a shliach to bring a carbon for you in the afternoon, and you can go and eat the carbon Pesach at night. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the definition of derech chaykot shen yochel b'kanes b'shas achila? He cannot get there till night. Omli Rabbi Yehuda, l'didoch kasha, l'Rabbi Yehuda kasha. I have a kasha in both of you, because both of you are l'choira inconsistent with your shita l'gabi et meisheretz. L'didoch kasha, the amas chol shen yochel b'kanes b'shas achila. But to make sheretz, then yochel b'kanes b'shas achila. The kamas shaykhim d'zor canal to make sheretz. Which ula are we talking about? So if you go back a couple of blads, we learned this back on Shabbos Kodesh or on Friday. Yeah, on top of Tzadik Amid Beis, top line, Tzadik Amid Beis, top line, the ula omar av shaykh den the zorikin al tmei sheret. At the time of 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, this person became tamei tumah sheret. When they're shechting his carbon, he's a tumah sheret. Yes, at 5 o'clock, he's going to go to the mikveh. He's going to be a tful yayin. He's going to have Erev Shemesh. But at the moment, Rabbi Yisai, he is a tumah sheret. He didn't go to the mikveh yet. Tameh. What does Ula say? Okay, fine. As long as he's going to be Torah tonight, that's enough. Even though Bizman Shechita, he's not there in the base of Mikvah because he's Tameh. But if he can get there for tonight, how will he get there for tonight? Going to the mikveh. Erev Shemesh, no problem. Yet that same Ula says, no. We look at this Man Shechita. That's what's Koveya. And that's the Kasha on Ula. Get back to the Gemara. L'didoch Kasha, the Amis Kosha, and Yochel B'kodem B'Shah Shechita. But Tmei Sheretz, ain't Yochel B'kodem B'Shah Shechita. Tmei Sheretz cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash, she's Tamei. The Amis, he said, okay. So he can't make B'Shah Shechita. But he can make it to the Korban Pesach tonight because he's going to Toivel. And he's going to go and have Erev Shemesh. And you said, check the Zerk out to my Sheretz. So the Chai Shver. Well, Rav Yehuda Kasha. Rav Yehuda, the same Kasha, but in reverse. The Yom Koshin Yochel B'Kanes B'Shas Achila. As long as you can get there tonight is good. But to my Sheretz, the Yochel B'Kanes B'Shas Achila, the to my Sheretz can come in B'Shas Achila to eat the carbon Pesach because he toivled and he had Erev Shemesh. Because Rav Yehuda Zerk out to my Sheretz, we look at this man Shechita. Rabbi Yehuda, you don't look at where was this Rabbi Yehuda that holds Ein Shach L'Zakim? That's on the bottom of Tzadik Amid Aleph, the same Gemara. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav, last line in Tzadik Amid Aleph. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav, Shach L'Mizark and Altful Yain. Oh, you can go and be Shach L'Mizark Altful Yain. Top of Tzadik Amid Beis. The Ein Shach L'Mizark and Altful Yain. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of the same Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav. It's Rabbi Yehuda himself. But what does he say? That Tful Yoin, yes, but Ein Shach the Mizarkin out to my sheret. Why? According to Rav Yehuda, who cares about this man Shechita? The important thing is he's available for this man Achila. Double whammy, mamish, mikotze lekotze. What's going on? Amalek. So Ula responds. Lo lidi kasha v'lo Rav Yehuda kasha. Not shver amit, it's not shver Rav Yehuda. Lo lidi kasha derech choyka l'tohoir v'ein derech choyka l'tomeh. As far as tummy is concerned, that has one din. Derech Rechoike has another din. Why does Derech Rechoike have a different din than tummy? Says Rashi, because if you look at that pasuk in its entirety, if you go to pasuk 3, Dabo b'nei Yisrael leimar ish ish ki yitom l'nefesh, that's the tummy. Oy b'derech Rechoike l'chem l'derech seichan, v'osa pesach l'hashem. It says a lashon of asiya, and it says b'derech Rechoike. Now, what does asiya mean? Asiya means when you are doing the processing of the Karm Pesach. You're doing the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, the Zerika Saddam. You're making the Karm Pesach. That's how I define Derech HaChayka. Are you going to be there during the asiya? No, sorry, I can't make it. I can only make it tonight. Okay, no good. The Gabi the Tamei, I look at whether he'll be available to go and eat. Because that's the Iker of the Gabi the Tamei. I can't eat now because I'm Tamei. But if I told you when I have Erev Shemesh, I'll be able to eat. No problem. But the Gabi the Derech Rechoike, I look at the Asiya, because it says, V'derech lo yoyim. And then it says at the end of the Pasuk, the Osa Pesach L'Hashem. So this is a shver, this pshat, because the Osa Pesach L'Hashem is talking about both Derech Rechoike and Tomei L'Nefesh. After all, the Pasuk is talking about both Tomei and Derech Rechoike, the Osa Pesach. The Asiya should also modify the Din of Tumah. So Toys is asked, Kasha, Ayin Shom, look at the last choices. Anyway, that's the Teretz according to Ula. On to the Omid Aleph, Tzadik Dalim, and Aleph, Nervi Uda Loikasha, to make Sheretz, Rachmona Dachia. When it comes to make Sheretz, it's trying to push them away. Dechsiv Ish, Ish, Kiyatom Lenefesh. And what means Tom Lenefesh? Tom Lenefesh is 7 days. Midli Yaskin and Shechal Shvi, Shaloi Vyash Bere Pesach. Not only that it's talking about day one, day two, but even day number seven, which is the same as it's May Sheretz, because he has a one-day thing in Erev Pesach. But Philly Achim Rachman Litchi, the Torah said, push him off, don't let him come in, bring him on Pesach. Sheini. Oh, that's the Din Legabi the Tame. I'm the Gabi the Derech Choika. If he can make it in time, the Torah wasn't Doichim, the Torah only is Doichim, the Ishish Tom Lenevesh, because the Torah says, even if you're on day number seven, don't come and bring your carbon Pesach, even though after Herif Shemesh, you'll be able to. No, forget about it. Bring Pesach Shem. But by Derech Choika, we didn't have that halacha. So therefore, if you're able to be there in time by night, he can go and bring the carbon Pesach, and he can go and eat it, and you'll have a great time. We'll just learn another few lines until the two dots. Tana Rabbana. Fifth line to the top of the Yom. Yomid Chutz L'Medina was standing outside my dear. The Yochel Ikonis. B'susam u'b'pradim. If he walks, he's not going to make it in time, because a person can only be mahalach b'yoyim 6 hours from 12 to 6, only 15 mil, and he's moitian v'lachutz. He can't get in time. But if he hires a special taxi, he gets these quick steeds or mules, he could get there in time. Yochli yechayv, I think he's chayv. Tam loyim v'derech loy hoya. Faloy hoya baderech. This person was baderech. In other words, the pasuk says, if a person who's tar, v'derech loy hoya, and that's why he didn't bring the karm pesach, then he brings the karm pesach shein. This person is baderech. Yeah, he can run and he can go and susa with brother. Since he's hoya baderech, he's off the hook. He doesn't bring pesach rishon, rather pesach shein. Within my dear. In other words, within 15 mil. There's so much traffic. You think traffic was invented in Manhattan in the year 2021? There was traffic in the times of Chazal too. There was traffic and he cannot make it. He's within 15 mil. But unfortunately, traffic is a standstill. He's in his Gemal and Kroinois. Rashi says the reason why he's in Gemal and Kroinois is because he has his whole Mishpucha with him. Nikleine Kindelach. They're all traveling together. But unfortunately, it's traffic. What am I going to do? Yochli Chayv, I would think that he's not Mechoyev. What he should do, says Rashi, is get out of the current, get out of the gomel, and walk. Because since you can make it within 15 mil, that's the standard between 12 and 6, you have enough time, don't go in luxury, go and walk from wherever you are to Yerushalayim to be able to bring the Karim Pesach in a timely fashion. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Boisai, get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow is going to be a very, very challenging Gemara involving astronomy and astrology. Whatever the difference is between the two, figure that out. And Amir Tashem, we're going to deal with that tomorrow. Have a great day.
You have 9 so far.